This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis le'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchok ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalema for kol choyli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Makis, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. We're talking about Edim Zoymimin, and that means that the person who they said Edus, they said witness, or they said testimony on somebody that he's chayiv, or that he's chayiv a punishment, or that he's chayiv to give money, whatever it is, and they found them to be lying. How they found them to be lying is that two other Edim came and said, you were with us at the time that you're claiming to have observed this person be chayiv. So because it's done in that specific way, the Torah says that you get the exact same punishment as what they received. They were intending for the defendant to receive. So now we're going to talk about an interesting concept. Is that the same if the people who came to be, the two Edim that came to make Zoymimin, say it about the person who they're claiming, let's say someone killed somebody, right? Two Edim come and say, this man killed that one, right? So if they say that the murderer, the killer, was with us in a place, is that also Zoymimin? What if they say that the person who was killed, the victim, was with us at the time that you're claiming he was killed in a different place? Is that called Zoymimin? And the Mishnah is going to say, no, it's only when the actual Edim themselves are found to be with the other group of people, with the other pair of Edim. Ein ha-Edim nasim Zoymimin. Edim are not considered to be Zoymimin, meaning that they get that exact punishment. Ad sheyuzmu es atzman. Until they are found to be with them by themselves, not any other party in this whole din Torah. Ketzad, what does that mean? Amru, if they said testimony, they say mi'idim anu, we are saying witness testimony be'ish pleni, in this person shaharagas hanefesh, that he killed somebody. Amru lahen, and these two other people are coming to Bezin, these two other Edim. Hey, achata mi'idim, how are you able to say that this person killed that person? Shari Nerag Zed, this person who was the victim, oh yeah, Hoyrig, or the person who was the murderer, Hayimonu, he was with us, Ba'is Hayyim, in that day, Bama complaining in a totally different place. Ein Elu Zoymimin, that's not considered to be Zoymimin. So here we have, these people are coming to say about this man that he killed this man, and they're coming to tell us that the Edim are coming to say, no, the person who got killed was with us at the time. So it's not possible. That is not considered Zoymimin. That's considered false witness, and we don't believe him, and we don't kill anybody for it. But at the same time, it's not considered the thing that you give them the same punishment. That ain't Elu Zoymimin, right? That's ain't Elu Zoymimin. Aval Amr Lahem. But however, if the witnesses, the new witnesses, the second set of witnesses are coming and saying to them, hey, Chatam Yidim, how can you say this witness, this testimony? Shari Atam Oyisim Imanu, you were with us. But Oyisayim, in that day, but Mokam Pleni, in a totally different place. Hare Elu Zoymimin. That is Taka considered Zoymimin, Venerog and Alpiem, and they get killed by their testimony of that they were with them in the other place. Yasher Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.